Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales, training, and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. We can be found at our Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. Ask to join. We would love to have you join our community. We keep you informed about the episodes that are coming up. I'm even starting to do some Facebook Live on our group to kind of get you ready for the episodes to come. And we post content. So we really would like to encourage you to join us, to get encouraged, and to be equipped to become a black belt in sales. Now, today, Stephanie and I were just talking before going on the air, and I was telling her that I picked this topic because it's one that's pretty prominent for me right now. I have some big goals for my company, and, well, both companies, and there's only one way to get more customers when you don't have a lot of customers on the horizon. Right, Stephanie?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I talk to people all the time about how when you can sell, you can stay in business. I mean, if you know these tricks, the great news is it doesn't matter how slow it's been. You know what you need to do to go turn yourself and turn everything around for yourself. So I think this is an awesome topic.
Yeah, and the thing about this topic is that there's so many people who would rather, you know, post on Facebook or whittle a pencil or find something else to do than call new prospects. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, prospecting, particularly making an eye toward cold calling. So the first thing, though, that's really foundational to everything is the mindset. And I actually had an event this week that's really bringing to forefront the power of setting your foundation correctly. Stephanie, you know, we have a pool, and it's in the last couple of months, the pool's been spitting out very coarse sand. And this isn't sand that you find in a filter. Unfortunately, I have found out that it's the sand that is part of the foundation of the pool. And if we allow this sand to continue to be sucked out of the pool, which means there's a problem, which means I'm looking at an expensive fix. But the point is that the more, if we continue to ignore this problem and we just keep trying to put chemicals in and we swim and we backwash, the challenge is that if this sand is indeed coming out from under the bottom of the pool, underneath the pool itself, what will happen is there's going to be a hollow, and when we're in the pool one day, the pool's going to crack. And then we're going to have a bigger problem. So in order for us to have a healthy, strong pool, we have to address the foundation. And in the case of prospecting, the foundation of prospecting is our mindset. It's what we think about prospecting. It's what's driving us either to pick up the phone and call or get on Facebook and read through everybody's posts or check our email. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to go there. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's, you know, it's funny because when we start to lose that momentum, right, we start going in the business, we're just doing, eventually it turns into monotony, and we're just doing the same things over and over and over, and at some point it becomes boring for us, and then we start to lose that focus, that traction, and then, you know, the next thing that happens is you turn around and you don't have the sales you need, and it's all over at that point. You have to restart the momentum. So I'm kind of excited about this because prospecting is important, and it is the basis. If you're not going to do this one, though, you're not going to have a business, and you're not going to have sales. Absolutely. That's just the hard, cold truth of it. And this is, you know, we talk about the peaks and valleys, right, with salespeople, where 1 week you're like, you're closing sales and closing deals, and it's like the coolest feeling ever, and then the next week all of a sudden you're going, what the heck just happened? Where did all my
right.
sales and deals go to? And then the next week you're closing sales, you're closing deals, and it's awesome, and then the next week you're going, wait a second, what just happened again? How did I get to this point again where I have no sales coming in? And it's because we forget about prospecting, oftentimes because it isn't the funnest part of running a business. It, you know, let's be honest, it's really not. The cool part is closing the deal, right?
Right, right. And the thing is we look at prospecting as, I don't want to do it, it's hard, nobody wants to talk to me, there aren't enough people to talk to. And so what ends up happening, Stephanie, is that our energy drops. We go from, number one, knowing we need the money, to, oh my gosh, now I have to do this and I don't want to do it, to, oh gosh, and the first person that we can't get to or the first three voicemails we have to leave, we figure what's the use. And so we need to do a shift. And so there's two things that I want to share with our listeners to make that shift. And the first thing, Stephanie, is to not look at prospecting as cold calling, but to consider it as gold calling, gold calling. And yeah, it's going to take a few sifts of the prospecting pan to find that gold. And it may take a lot of them, but if we go with the intention of finding the people who are needing what we have, because when you find those people, Stephanie, and I know you and I have both had this situation, when we call those people, they go, how did you know I needed to talk to somebody just like you? Or how did you know I was thinking mm-hmm. about you? Or, you know, I mean, those are like golden. And then it's no longer a cold call. It's a gold call, because now you see that they're not a cold lead. They're a warm lead. Go into this expecting to find those people that are just waiting for your solution. That's so exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, have you ever heard, I'm actually working on a new book for next year, Life Lessons from My Horse. And one of the life lessons that Sham taught me was that the world gives back to you what you give to it. And it's basically mm-hmm. just a giant mirror. Whatever you bring to the table is what you're going to get back. And so it never ceases to amaze me how people will make calls, and they're making these calls with this super, super reluctance. And it was always, you know, funny how whenever we were making these calls and we'd be calling people and going, oh, I hope they don't answer. I hope they don't answer. I hope they don't answer. You know, they very rarely answered. And if we're sitting there we're excited to make these calls, I can't tell you again how many times I'm sitting there going, please pick up. I really want to talk with you. And you know what the cool thing is? Even if they don't pick up, I'm so psyched up about talking to them that I get to leave them this crazy excited message. And if they don't call me back, they're absolutely insane. And so I get people to call me back even when I'm actually leaving a cold call.
Well, you know, and that brings up a really, really important point, Stephanie. You said we bring to it what we bring is what we get back, just like you did with Sham.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to bring is energy. We need to bring excitement. And so if we have to go into cold calling, and I personally recommend that you set aside a certain time every day for cold calling. What you want to do is you want to get yourself excited. And I heard about this from a friend of mine. Her name's Nancy Adair, and she's actually the coach's coach. And she told me that about something that Tony Robbins does in order to get his energy up for when he goes on stage. Because if anyone has seen Tony Robbins, they know he is one huge, huge fireball. This guy's got more energy than probably anybody on the planet. But you know what he does, Stephanie?
Yeah. What does he do, Mom?
he jumps on a trampoline before he goes out. He does that to get his energy up, to get his energy in a state of excitement, because that's what he wants to bring to his audience and receive back from his audience. And high energy will help you develop confidence, because remember, confidence is going to help you push the sale over the line.
Uh-huh.
Not being cocky,
yeah,
but knowing you have something to offer.
Well, I mean, and you got to think about this one. I mean, how many times have we heard, right? So, you know, Michael Phelps, one of the greatest gold medalists of all times. And, of course, we want you guys to think of yourselves as sales champions, because sales champions win. Sales champions make money. So Michael Phelps, one of the greatest champions of all time, has a routine before he goes in the water to compete every morning. In fact, all of the greats have a routine, and you can call it their lucky routine or whatever you want to call it. But what it really does is it gets your head in the right space to make things happen for yourself. So I love this idea of having a routine that you do with yourself, something that gets you juiced up so that when you start doing it, man, you can't help it. Your brain starts to associate this action, whether it's jumping on a trampoline or walking in circles or squats or punching or whatever you have to do to get yourself jazzed up, get yourself to the point where you are so excited to do this that maybe you sit down and you go, I do not want a cold call today. I do not want a prospect today. But you know what? I'm going to do my routine, and if I still don't feel like it at the end of my routine, then I don't have to. And by the time you get to the end of that routine, then you are so jumped up, jazzed up, excited about going on stage, quote unquote, that you can't help it. You're going to make this happen for yourself.
Exactly, exactly. And then you build an expectation. Well, let's move on to the preparation that you need to ensure that you are looking in the right haystack, because a lot of times when we're prospecting or cold calling, we can feel like we're looking for a needle in a haystack. And so one of the things that I have learned in my business, and this was something that intimidated me for a while because I really didn't know where to look. But I want to encourage people, especially if you're doing business-to-business prospecting, is I want you to think about going and creating Google Alerts. You know, we can look on Google, but those Google Alerts, what they'll do is you can get them daily or you can get them weekly, and they're going to send you, Google will send you in your inbox a list of all of the articles that are on the internet that have to do with a specific topic. So let me give you an example. I'm in the corporate housing business, and I am looking for companies who have multiple contracts. So I have a Google alert for multiple contracts. It lets me know when a company has gotten multiple contracts. I put them on my list, and then I look up a way to contact them to try to get to the person who would be in charge of those projects so I can know if my service is going to be beneficial to their company, if they even utilize some kind of service, or if I can even get a proposal in front of them because maybe they've never considered using a service like corporate housing. So what you want to do, though, is you have to be super clear, very, very clear about your target market, because that's going to help you narrow down your search, whether it's Google, the Chamber of Commerce, whoever it is. And if there are specific companies, now I'm speaking business to business, of course, but if there are specific companies that you're targeting, do a Google alert on those companies. When they have something that pops up on a PR news release or whatever, that will come into your inbox. And you'll know something that's going on in the company, which is very, very helpful in making that connection with them, because it shows that you're knowledgeable. It shows that you care about what's going on in their company, which in turn helps to build trust and rapport. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Stephanie?
No, actually, I think you did great. But I do want to say, I can't believe it. We're already halfway through the show. Never ceases to amaze me how quickly this goes. I really do want to encourage you guys, like, if you have been listening to us and you're loving what you hear, do us a favor, do you a favor, actually, hop over to facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Join us. We share some of the coolest articles and graphics and posts. And then, of course, you get a reminder every single week either to join us live or to grab the recordings so that you can stay up to date. You know, there's a great quote from Zig Ziglar that says, "Motivation is like bathing. We suggest you do it daily." And this can be part of your motivation every single week. It's free, but you got to have the reminders to hop over there and grab it. Otherwise, I guarantee you'll go weeks by without grabbing it. So www.facebook.com/group/blackbeltselling. Okay, after our short little interlude, back to the show. Mom, take it away.
You know, it's very funny. I'm going to start doing these Facebook Live little previews to our shows every week. And I was just looking on my comments on Facebook here, and a friend of mine, her name's Kale May. She is the customer service coach. She said, "Prospecting is crucial. That is what my live streaming is about today as well." So if you don't think this is important, I'm just telling you that people all over are adamant that this is something that we all have to be very knowledgeable about. Now, the next thing we want to do is we want to know what to say to get to the right person. And really very much we want to have some kind of script to follow. And, you know, we talk about this a lot, Stephanie, but so many times people feel that a script is going to be stilted, is going to be scary, and they don't use scripts. But let's talk a little bit about how a script can help you get to the right person.
Oh, well, you know, the cool thing is, the great thing about scripting, and I love talking about scripting, because people have this crazy idea in their head. As soon as we say the word script, they think of, you know, the whole technical, thank you for calling tech support. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. My name is John. How can I help you? Right. And that is the most frustrating thing you can hear. In fact, some of you guys, your blood pressure raised just hearing me say that. But so when we hear this and we go, oh, my God, I am not doing scripting. No way. But the thing to keep in mind is that, one, scripts work, right? Think about your favorite funny movie. Think about how many times you've seen that funny movie. Think about how many times they've said something different when you watch the movie. They don't, right? They always say the same thing. We still think it's funny. And so scripts work. They just need to be the right one. But you don't have to make it sound like a script. When you make it natural, when you make it you, it's much easier to implement. So what do you say when you get on the phone? Here's, you know, a couple of tips. I don't want to give you guys an actual script because that really defeats the purpose of everything I just said. But a couple of things to keep in mind is that, you know, you got to keep it short and sweet. I've heard some sales reps, they get on the phone with the gatekeeper and they just start blathering on and on. Well, the gatekeeper doesn't have time to deal with that. And they're tuning you out, and that's dangerous. Because once they tune you out, man, you're done. You're not going to get a second shot. So you have to keep it short, sweet, to the point. And then if they ask questions, don't be afraid to give them that information. See, sometimes we sit here and actually there's a lot of sales trainers out there that like to tell you to, just redirect. Don't give them any information. Don't give them any information. Don't give them any. And then every time I hear that, I'm going, are you serious? I mean, come on, man. Like, treat them like a human being. Give them the information they're asking for.
Right. And yet don't give too much information. I mean, you have to be really careful because, I mean, I'm not saying to not give them information. What I am saying is make sure that you answer with enough information to move them to the next step, which would be getting that appointment. But one other thing before we move on to that is in order to get to the right person, a script you may want to consider, hint, 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 script, is when you're talking to somebody, because a lot of times, especially if you're going the route I'm talking about, which is going through Google, doing a Google search, whatever. You know, a lot of times the phone number that you find is the phone number to a general mailbox, or it's a phone number to an operator. And so, of course, you want to be pleasant. And but you want to let the person know, hi, I'm Anna from Capri Temporary Housing. I am looking for the person who is handling XYZ project. Could you put me in touch with them? And then, you know, they may ask, what is this in reference to? It's in reference to providing cost-saving support when it comes to lodging for that project. Would you please put me through to that person? And you ask again. See, you're giving them the information they need to get you to the right person. You're being respectful to the gatekeeper, because the gatekeeper is a very powerful person, and a lot of times they may be the person who's influencing the decision maker. So you want to be polite, you want to be professional, but you don't need to give them all of that information. If they press you for a price, you can say, you know, that's what the appointment is for, because I can go in greater detail and explain what you'll be getting in exchange for the investment that you'll be making or whatever. And that should usually help, you know?
Well, and never forget, whenever you're trying to get that appointment, there has to be some value, some reason for them wanting to give you that time. So it's really, really important that, you know, if they're asking for pricing, I always say, you know, never avoid giving them something, because then they feel like you're hiding something from them, and you've got too many bankrupts out there who try that and get, you know, rip off companies, create problems. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily smart, you know, sit there and say, hey, you know, we've done stuff for as little as, you know, actually my favorite one is, I've got packages ranging all the way up to X amount. And so you give them, you know, I've done work for $15,000 a month. I've done stuff for, you know, all the way up to. So give them an idea, but say, but inside the appointment is when I can sit down and give you a really, like, figure out what you actually need. Because there's no reason for me to sell you a $15,000 package if that's not what you need. So let me help you figure out exactly what you should be looking for. And then if I'm the right person to fill that, then great. That may be a little bit too much information to give to the gatekeeper, right? But once you get to the actual person, you got to get the appointment. Don't give them all the information they need over the phone. Get them to sit down with you and commit, because it's all stage selling, right? You have to get them to commit to giving you something first. You can't just expect them to, you know, to buy from you if you can't even get them to give you 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. That's just how this works. So get them to commit to giving you time over the phone, because, at least over the phone, if not in person, because if you can't get them to commit to giving you that time, you're going to have a very hard time closing the sale, because you couldn't even close the first sale, and the first sale didn't actually cost them money. What makes you think you're going to close the second sale?
You know, that is really, really very powerful. And, you know, I've been getting, it's funny because we're talking here and now I'm starting to get some feedback off of the video I did earlier. And the lady that is commenting on my video, her name's Kale, she said she made triple, I mean, just to show you the power of prospecting, just to help you see that if you're not prospecting, you're really, really missing out on an powerful revenue-producing activity that could make you a lot of money, and that's what we're here to do. But this is what Kale says. She said, I made triple commission because of my prospecting. Others made the bare minimum because they didn't believe in prospecting. She would talk, stop, listen for the response, and then add more information as needed. But knowing Kale the way I know her, I'm sure it was not too much. But do you see the power of prospecting? I mean, if we're not out there prospecting, we're not out there making money. And we got to do that. Yeah. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if when you're talking and leaving that voicemail, you feel, oh, they're never going to call me back. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it with gusto. Don't listen to that voice. It's just a voice. It's just a voice.
It is. And, you know, there's all sorts of comments and graphics and, you know, oh, fear means face everything and rise, or, you know, fear means, you know, all these things that try and encourage you to realize that those little gnawings in your gut are really holding you back, right? We've got the ones that say that, you know, growth happens outside the comfort zone. But you know what? It really just comes down to one thing, and that is you have to recognize the value behind this. If you don't, you won't do it. And if you don't do it, here's what I can guarantee you. You will not have a job for very long, whether you work for yourself or you work for someone else, because prospecting is the basis of sales. If you don't do it, you won't make sales.
Exactly, exactly. And we're going to do a very quick recap here, but here's a little tip to help you get to overcome some of your fear. A lot of times people are afraid because they're not really sure what to say. So make a list of people you're going to contact or companies. Start with the ones that you think are less likely to buy than more. And that way you can practice your script on those companies so that as you move up the list toward the people you're confident are more likely to buy, you will have had a number of times to practice and rehearse your script so that you're going to be more confident when you speak to the ones that you believe are more likely to buy. It's just a little trick, but it's very helpful when you're prospecting. But let's really quick, my goodness, 3 minutes left. Ah, this goes so fast. But today's episode, we talked about the mindset that's necessary to be successful and how to create it. Think about a prospector prospecting for gold. That's what you're doing. And get the right energy going. That means that if you're not feeling like it, get into a routine that helps you build energy so that you can come to prospecting with excitement and enthusiasm about what you have to share with the world. Preparation. Stephanie, give us a real quick recap on preparation.
You've got to get yourself psyched up. You have to make sure that you're looking in the right places, and you got to make sure that you have your routine, that you're ready to go. You are on the ball. You're driving this prospecting forward for yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Be very clear about who you want to target. Now, don't make it so narrow, but don't make it so broad that you're casting your net too wide and you're not going to be very successful. Next, we want to encourage you to know what to say to get to the right person. Don't let the gatekeeper become a problem for you. Be polite, but know what you're going to say, what you're going to offer of value to someone in order to get to the person who's going to be making the decision to work with you or not. And then getting that first appointment, Stephanie.
You have to get them to buy from you the first time, right? And that is, this time you're only asking for them to buy from you for time. You're just asking them to invest some time with you. But if you can't get that first appointment, you're not going to get them to spend money with your company, with you. So you have to, one, you have to ask for that first appointment. Give them a little bit of information, but don't give it all away. And get them to set aside time and sit down with you. Offer some value for them to sit down with you so that they can learn, they can grow, and so can you at the same time. You know, we always have fun every single week here working on the show with you guys. Hope that you guys, as our listeners, are having as much fun hanging out with us every Friday at 12:30 Central Standard Time as we do with y'all. This is a highlight of the week oftentimes, bringing on these guests. It's phenomenal. I'm so glad you guys join us because you guys make us what we are. So thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. We'll continue bringing you some great content. And next week, actually, we have an incredible guest coming on, and you do not want to miss it. We have talked about this concept over and over, and now we're going to give you some actual ideas on how to make this concept a reality. So you have got to be on the show next Friday. If you miss it live, grab the recording. This is not one to skip. So in the meantime, make sure you check us out, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, encouraging you to make it a great week. And we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, teaching you the tools you need to break through your resistance and make your life the life of your dreams. Get out there and make it great.